cave.
All right, have you any
But now, if you were around the children, you'd likely say, and see, what did we say? I believe you'd usually say that the Daisy's going to have a little baby herself, or a little calf, or something like that.
Okay, would there be any other terms that you might use, that you may not use around women? Or around
Well, of
children.
Course, with a horse, you'd speak of the mare foaling.
Well, how about, you ever heard the term freshen?
Yeah, sure. Well,
or any of those terms?
Yeah, that was a family term.
A family term?
Yeah. You'd speak that you'd have a cow to freshen, and I'll have such or so much more milk then, or I can supply you with milk when the cow, or when Daisy freshens. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Or how about another form of that? You might say come fresh?
I never heard that.
Never heard that one? How about spring?
Well, we usually would use that term by saying that such and such a cow is springing.
Yeah, all right. Okay. And that means to have a calf?
Yeah, that you know she will.
Okay.
You can begin to detect it.
You ever heard come in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do you, well, you talked about a stallion. Any other names for a stallion that you might have used for a male horse?
Oh, among the men, they talk about a stud, horse.
Okay, and you wouldn't use that around women?
No.
At all?
No.
But you might use stallion around women.
I think more likely, because I said to you a while ago, this would likely be more of a, what we call a horsey company. That, you know, the horse people, they'll breed apart themselves.
Yes.
And they're kind of stud horses themselves, men and women.
Okay, well then they were, you mean they might have been a little bit more...
A little bit
worldly.
More racy, we'd say.
Worldly.
Yeah,
in that sense.
Yeah. I don't mean they were bad people.
No, I don't mean that. Yeah.
Low character people. It's just the way they looked at things.
When you have to deal with it, you know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now, I don't. Maybe you're coming to this, but you remind me of one thing. There was any hesitation in our circles to speak of rooster and hen.
There was no hesitation at all?
No.
Were there any terms that there was a hesitation to speak of in terms of a male rooster? Or in terms of
no,
rooster?
I think that it would have been worse, considered worse to say male chicken than to just say rooster.
Yes, okay. How about a female horse?
Well, you spoke of as a male, though you use it rather sparingly if you were around.
Now, that's one you would use sparingly around women?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you have two or three mares and stallions together, that's a group of what?
That's a group of horses.
Okay. And if you saddled a horse and you got up on it and went to town, you'd call that, you're doing what with a horse?
Well, we just riding an old Joe to town, maybe.
Okay. And if you did it yesterday, you'd say you...
Well, I rode him to town yesterday. I rode up to town yesterday. I rode down to town.
Okay.
Rode over to Bill Johnson yesterday.
All right. And if a man's been into your house for maybe an hour and someone else came in, you'd say, and the other man came in on a horse, you'd say, the man that's been to your house for a while came in on a horse.
Yeah.
You might tell the new person, say, he has, using the perfect form of ride.
You mean he has a riding horse?
No, let's say he rode over to your house, and you're just talking to somebody. Say he has blank his horse this morning.
I'm not sure I understand what you.
All right, would you ever say
if you're speaking of the fact that he did come in that morning on his horse, I'd say he rode over this morning.
Okay, would you ever say something like he's ridden?
Not in the sense he has ridden over today, unless. I said it about like this,